This morning, a tragic car accident occurred in Guamusong, Kelantan, involving a van filled with a surgical team, and a 9-month-old baby. According to Datuk Dr. Noor Hisham Abdullah, this tragedy involves a van carrying a team of doctors traveling from Hospital Sultan Ismail Petra, Kuala Krai to Hospital Guamusong to be on their COVID-19 medical duty. This team consisted of one surgical expert, 3 officers from the Medical Department of Surgery, 2 officers from the Department of Obstetrics and Gynecology, as well as one of the officer's child. According to Malaysia Kini, just when the team was about to reach their destination, the van had gone out of control at kilometer 11, Jalan Guamusong Kuala, Kampung Renak Baru at 9:50 a.m. today, the 29th of March. One of the medical officers, Dr. Noranisa Mode Rizali, passed away at the scene, while her child passed away at Hospital Guamusong at 11:02 a.m. due to internal injuries. The rest of the passengers on the van were safe and are currently receiving treatment at Hospital Guamusong. Guamusong Police Chief, Superintendent Mode Taufik Maiden, told the press that a victim was thrown out of the vehicle before the vehicle lost control and crashed. Right when they reached their destination, the vehicle was believed to have lost control and a victim was thrown out of the van. Dr. Noranisa passed away on the spot as she suffered head and body injuries. Her child, Muhammad Fitri Yusuf, passed away at Hospital Guamusong at 11:02 a.m. due to internal injuries. Mode Rizali explained that Dr. Noranisa had to bring her child along to her workplace at the hospital because she was assigned to carry out her duties for a fixed period of time. He also added that both victims were sent to the forensics department at Hospital Guamusong for an autopsy before handing their bodies back to their family. "We hope both the mother and child could rest in peace, and we send out deepest condolences to their family. We have our highest respect for Malaysia's medical teams." Also read, Malaysian doctor and family tested positive for COVID-19, quarantined in Teluk Intan. You have reached the end of this story.